Ben-Zion Zalzman.
Well, it's well known that Rav Shlomo Shadron, he brought out the Das Torah from his grandfather, the Masham, and when it came time to print Chelik Tes of the Das Torah, the publisher said to Rav Shlomo the following. He said, Rav Shlomo, we have two options of payment. You can either pay me as we progress with our work, it'll then cost you $12,000. Or, if you pay me an advance payment, it'll be $10,000. So Shalom said, Gewaltig. What an opportunity. And as he was thinking, all of a sudden he jumped up and he shouted, Gewalt, Ribbis. The advance payment, before I receive the end product, Chelik Tes Das Torah, is l'chaira, it's a loan to the publisher, and the benefit of the discount is l'chaira Shalev Ribbis. He went to ask his brother-in-law, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, yes, correct, l'chaira, this is what we call, in halachic terms, psika b'hizola, topic of tonight's shiur, and it's l'chaira problem of Ribbis. However, however, he said that there is a way around it. So before we explore the Indian of Sikhi Bahizola, let's first recap what was discussed in the previous year. If a buyer wants to pay in advance and condition with the merchant to lock in today's price, which means to lock in the price, that even if there will be a price increase, he only wants to pay today's price and not the higher price later. The halacha is, it's only permissible if they can fulfill one of two conditions. Either the condition which Chazal called Yeshloi, which means that the merchant has it in stock, or what Chazal called Yotzeh Hashah, if it's available on the market, even if the merchant doesn't have it in stock, it's also permissible to pay in advance in condition to lock in today's price. Now, although really what's going on over here is really a halvor, the advance payment of the buyer for a product or merchandise which is only going to receive at a later date is the chayra alone to the merchant, and the benefit of locking in today's price, ribbis. But since we're only dealing with Ribbis Rabbonon, because Ribbis Pederech Mekach is only Ribbis Rabbonon, so Heim Omru Behim Omru, Chazal said that if they can fulfill one of the two above mentioned conditions of either Yotzeh Hashah, if he has it in stock, Yotzeh Hashah, if it's available on the market, or Yeshloi, if he has it in stock, then it's okay. Why is it okay? Simply because if he has it in stock, or Yotzeh Hashah, if it's available and he's able to buy it with the money that he received from the buyer, so Chazal said we're able to look at it as if the sale has taken place, as if there's been a transaction. He has it in stock, the merchant is able to buy it, it's as if the sale has taken place, and there is no halvor, there's no akdamas mois, a sale has taken place. Once it's a sale, obviously that eliminates all problems of ribbis. Now, in order to be called Yeshloi, they have to comply with three things. It's only called Yeshloi, it's a transaction, right? It's got to be a sale. So it has to make sense. How does it make sense? First of all, the Chavastar speaks out. It's not good enough that the merchant knows that he has it in stock. The buyer has to know as well that the merchant has it in stock. It's a sale, so obviously he's got to know what he's buying. Number two.
He's got it in stock today, then, not tomorrow.
He's got it in stock today. That's okay. As long as at the time of the payment, he has it in stock, we can look at it as a sale. Number two, it's not good enough he's got some of the order in stock. He has to have the complete and total order that the customer has ordered in stock. And number three, it's not a joke, so it's got to be acceptable to the buyer. If it's not the colour which the buyer wants, it's not the right size, or maybe it's a display item, so it's not a brand new, whatever it might be, then again, it's not acceptable, that's not called yeshloi. We have to be able to see it as a sale. And therefore, that turns it into a mekach, and it's no longer a shayla of ribbis. Now, although I've explained the chayra, Chazal look at it as if it's a sale, it's not really a genuine sale. It's only in order to facilitate and to allow to lock in today's price. What's my raya? First of all, after the deal has gone through, if the merchant would want to consume it himself, he would want to eat up the schayra, whatever it is, that would be allowed. If he'd want to sell it on to another buyer, that would also be allowed. Furthermore, what happens if the merchant doesn't have, he's got multiple customers, and he hasn't got enough stock to satisfy all his customers? The halacha is he may use the same quantity for his multiple customers. Because again, although Chazal look at it as a sale, really and truly, it's not a genuine sale. And therefore, he may consume it, or he may use it for multiple buys. It's an important piece of information for what's going to be discussed in a few moments. So let's move on to the topic of tonight, Psikei Bahizola, which again means to pay for a buyer to pay in advance, and to condition with the merchant to give him a cheaper price than the market price. Now, when it comes to Psikei Bahizola, we mentioned there are two conditions of Yeshloi and Yotzeh Hasha. Yeshloi, it's in stock. Yotzeh Hasha, it's available on the market. When it comes to Psikei Bahizola, it's only allowed for the merchant to agree on a cheaper price if he has it in stock. If it's only available on the market, he doesn't have it in stock, then they may not condition a cheaper price. Simply because the way it works is because we look at it as if, since he's able to buy it with the money that he's received from the buyer, so we can look at it as a sale. But if he wasn't, obviously if the price that's being offered is a cheaper price, and he's not able to buy it with the money that he received, then it doesn't really make sense. So the het of Psikei Bahizola will only work if he has it in stock.
If he wants to, if he orders 100 sets to one person, can you do the same shtick and say,
same,
he's counting
customers.
Yeah, so for one customer, he has to have the complete.
If he's ordered 10 sets, he's not allowed to say, I've got one set, I can read.
So you're asking a very good question.
Yeah, he can before.
Well, multiple customers. But one customer, if he hasn't got it all in stock, it's not allowed. However, if he were to leave the shop, close the deal, and come back and make a new deal, that would be allowed. The Shloi B'Maimed Echad, that would be allowed. Shloi B'Maimed Echad, because you'd have to leave the shop, close the deal, come back, and do it again. That would be allowed, because he needs the whole quantity that the buyer has asked for.
So I've got the object here. One guy comes in, buys it, sees it, gives me a deposit, or pays me the whole lot, that price. He then goes, next guy comes in. I'm in the shop. I'm staying in my own shop.
Right.
I've got stock.
So that doesn't matter. You can reuse the same
correct, yes.
Again and again and again and again.
Yeah, but imagine he's paid the deposit on that
safer.
He's paid the whole lot. Because the answer is, it's not. So again, very, very valid. Although we look at it as a sale, it's not a genuine sale. Chazal said that if it's in stock and we're able to look at it as if there's been a transaction, that's good enough. But really and truly, it's not nikneh. It's not nikneh to the buyer. It remains the possession of the moicha. It's just in order for us to be able to look at it as if a sale has taken place. Because we're not dealing with ribbis, the rice, it's ribbis rabbonon. So Chazal put certain... The buyer knows he's not getting that particular item, correct. It's just in order to facilitate this Psikei Bahizola.
Come on,
it's got to look as if it's a transaction has taken place. Say, for example, let's talk about your book. There's a very popular book which has sold out in all the shops. There's one shopkeeper that has one copy left. The value of the book in the market is £20. He may advertise, come into my shop today, pay me £18 and reserve your copy. The customer will come in, he'll see the copy, a brand new copy on the desk, and the deal can go ahead. However, although they may condition a cheaper price than the market price, the merchant himself may not mention two prices. He may not say, pay me in advance £18, and upon receipt, £20. That will not be allowed. To mention two prices is not allowed. And again, as we explained earlier, because you might ask, why not? Soif ko soif, is it not a sale? And if it's not a halvor, then you can offer a cheaper price. The answer is, because it's not a genuine sale, it's really what's happening over here is a halvor. So Chazal don't allow you to go to the extent of mentioning two prices. Because it's not a sale, it's a halvor. It's a heter to look at it as if a sale has taken place. And therefore, Chazal say two prices is out of question.
But he's paying in advance. I've got it here. Paying in advance, that's it. Should be £20, I'll give you a discount of £2.
£2, yeah.
That's it.
But that, so,
so,
pay me today.
I want a discount.
Straightforward discount. But say to him, pay me today and you'll get a discount of £2.
Yeah.
That's basically saying, you pay me today before you receive the item. But it's out of stock. Delivery is only due next week. He's only got one copy. So that's only, but really and truly, it's not nikneh. That sefer is not nikneh to the buyer. It's not nikneh. If it's not nikneh, so I can't give you a discount on a halvor, because it's not really a sale. It's Chazal, so you're able to look at it as if a sale has taken place. But really, between you and the lamppost, it is a halvor. And the Chazal say, therefore, for a halvor, I can't offer you a discount. This book, I'm using this book for multiple customers. It's a highly popular book.
Why do you say it's halvor? It's a payment for goods.
It's true. So that's why midiraisa. It's not ribis. But midrabonon, because I and the item hasn't even arrived yet. So it's really a loan to the merchant to receive the item
in two weeks' time.
So it's a loan.
Because
I'm paying for something. I'm not paying for it. This remains the property of the merchant.
If
the market price is twenty pounds. And market price, and I don't say, you know, if you pay me later £20, then it will be okay. A couple of examples of two prices. You may not advertise two prices. Obviously, you may not speak out two prices. You may not say, I'll give you a discount if you pay me in advance. That's quite clearly saying that if you pay me in advance, it'll be a cheaper price. You pay me later, it'll be a more expensive price.
All tickets are sold. Pay now, or on the door, you pay £20. Pay now, it's £15. So you're the same price.
Okay. If there's a price tag, again, to mention a cheaper price would be considered as two prices. So let's give a very quick...
If you say up to certain days, any price to less days, you get a cheaper price.
So let me give an example. If, for example, a moicha matzus says his container has arrived, distribution date is, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the moicha advertises, if you pay me before Purim, it'll be £26 a kilo. However, if you pay me upon collection, it'll be £30 a kilo. He's mentioned two prices. The item is not nikneh to the buyer. That's not going to be allowed. Now, that's not going to be allowed. There's one thing which is in a bracket on its own. Although we mentioned it's got to be yeshua in order to give a hoizola, there's something called ein shemos yodua, something which doesn't have a market value. Let's talk about diamonds. Diamonds, it needs the expert eye of the diamond dealer to determine the value of the diamond. You can have mezuzahs, sifri Torah, houses, second-hand goods, a tailor-made suit, built-in furniture. All these things don't have a market value. They need to be determined by the carpenter, by the tailor. The halacha is that the carpenter, the tailor, the diamond dealer may say to the buyer, pay me today such and such a price. And even though it's understood, pay me today means I'm going to give you a good price, it's okay. As long as it's not apparent from the deal itself, it's an extreme reduction, that it's okay. So it's understood between them under the table, he's getting a good deal. As long as it's not apparent within the deal itself, there's a special heter, even though it's Eloi, he doesn't have it in stock, the suit has not been made yet, right? It's okay, because it's called Ein Shemos Yidua, it's in a complete separate bracket on its own.
Only one price.
Only one price. But it's understood that it's a cheaper price. Because since it's Ein Shemos Yidua, so it's not the Hoizola is not Nikah. It's not Nikah. The Hoizola is not Nikah. So basically, before we run out of time, the subject of tonight: are subscriptions really allowed? So let's analyze very quickly what subscriptions are. Subscriptions are, is it Yeshloi or Einloi? Well, tomorrow's newspaper hasn't yet been printed, so it's Einloi. Is it two prices? L'chari, yes. There's a price on the issue, and a price for the discount. You pay for the year, you get a discount. So l'chari, it's two prices. It's Einloi, what we call Tati L'Reyasa. L'chari, it should not be allowed. And for that reason, many poskim, taka, do not allow, surprisingly, subscriptions. However, there are kamot stodim to be mate, as the Velt view, mate subscriptions. And that is, it's very likely that the discount has not been given because of the advance payment. It's been given for multiple other reasons. First and foremost, about discount. Right? You give to a good customer, a subscriber for a year, good customer, deserves a discount. Secondly, I want to entice him to lock himself in for the year. So I offer him a discount. Thirdly, I'm hoping that the fellow, even after the year's up, will continue to subscribe. Furthermore, I want his postal information so that I can send him my promotions. So that might be the reason why the newspaper or the magazine is giving a discount.
I know they're doing it for cash
flow. That would create a grave issue. However, says the Bris Yehuda, it'll only be allowed. It depends on the wording of the advertisement. If they advertise pay in advance for the year and receive a discount, then it will not be allowed, because they're giving the assumption that the discount is for the advance payment. If, however, they write subscribe now and receive £100 and spend it at goco.com plus £100 off the in-store price, right? So they've written subscribe, and I can be toiler, I can suggest that it's for all multiple different other reasons, then, says the Bris Yehuda, it will be allowed. Furthermore, it's a discount for subscribing. It's still a discount for subscribing. It's really, you know, it could.
How do I want to get a discount on that particular price? How do I word it? Not to do with giving you a voucher for spending forward.
Yeah, that's also. So if you write subscribe now and pay 20% less, that's the okay as well. Because the discount is not for the.
Subscribe now and. Where's Oscar? When's it Oscar?
If I write pay in advance, and receive a discount, that's not going to be allowed. Because I'm quite saying I want your advance payment to help the cash flow of my business. If I write subscribe now, that's different, because I can say that the reason is for multiple, many other reasons, which is Tucker. I've heard from people who have done business studies that there are multiple reasons why a person would want to offer a discount.
Offer a
free gift would be okay as well.
Yeah, that's a free gift. That's
yeah.
Now, going back, so we said it's got to be very quick, very, very quick. It's got to be Yeshloi. In order to offer a discount, it's got to be Yeshloi. If all the company, it's the shop are asking for is a deposit, they're not asking for the whole payment, then it's quite clear they don't want the loan. They don't need the cash flow. They just want to lock you into accepting to buy it. Then the halacha is that you may even pay the whole amount in advance and receive a discount. They even may mention two prices. Furthermore, if you can pay with a post-dated check, or they say to you that we're happy to accept a credit card, and we'll only charge your credit card upon receipt of the item. Again, they've shown that we don't need the cash flow, we don't need your advance payment, and one may even pay in advance, mention two prices, and even though it's not in stock. Just to finish off, what about to make a dima for Sforim? Right? You want to pay in advance, if a first person wants to bring out a sefer, you want to pay in advance and receive a discount on the sefer. Reb Shmuel Steinbach says that there's a special hetek called Dvar Mitzvah. Again, it's not Muskim L'chol HaPeskim. A hetek called Dvar Mitzvah where it would be allowed to give a cheaper price. Which might be what Reb Shlomo Zalman meant. There is a way around it, but says Nishta Zeglat. Maybe the printing the Das Torah is Dvar Mitzvah, and that would legitimize the deal.
Part two.
Part four.
Sorry, I'll take it.